We are aware of the body in the sitting posture, and we let the mind rest in the body, just as the body rests on the cushion. And with the continuity of this embodied presence of the mind, we now proceed through four Brahmaviharas and the first two steps in the gradual entry into emptiness. But before doing so, we take a moment to formulate our motivation. And having formulated our motivation, we check in on the condition of the mind to see if any hindrance is present. And finding sooner or later mind is free from hindrances, we rejoice. And with that joy, inspired by that joy, we arouse metta. From doing to being metta. Opening up in the different directions, front, right, back, left, above, and below. Boundless metta. Mindful of it. Investigation, checking if any anger or ill will. Note the trace. Equipoise. Energy. Balanced energy. Tranquility. Joy. And concentration. All seven awakening factors related to boundless metta. Mind abiding in boundless metta, enriched by seven awakening factors. We continue dwelling in this condition of the mind, balancing awakening factors, mindfulness foundation, two groups of three, to balance in boundless metta. And we find the time has come to move on. We see if we can maintain some spaciousness, some continuity of awakening factors, as we shift to compassion. Arousing compassion. and sooner rather than later shifting to being compassion. Opening up in the different directions, front, right, back, left, above, and below. Boundless compassion. Mindful of it. Investigation? Any cruelty harming? Oh no. Equipoise. Energy? Tranquility. Joy. Concentration. Samadhi. Mind abiding in boundless compassion, enriched by the presence of the 7 awakening factors. We continue to dwell in this condition for as long as it seems suitable, balancing the awakening factors. Until we feel it is time now to move on, with some continuity of spaciousness. And some continuity of awakening factors during the transition, as much as possible, to sympathetic joy, arousing mudita, and sooner rather than later, from doing to being mudita. Opening up in the different directions, front, right, back, left, above, and below. Boundless sympathetic joy. Mindful of it. Investigation. Any discontent, jealousy, envy? Oh no. Equipoise. Energy, tranquility, joy. doubling of joy. And samadhi, composure, collectedness, concentration. Can we dwell in this condition of boundless sympathetic joy with the state of mind that is enriched by the presence of the seven awakening factors, keeping them balanced for as long as it seems appropriate to us? Until the time comes that we wish to continue, move on to equanimity, again seeing if it is possible to have some continuity of spaciousness, of awakening factors, even during the transition. Arousing equanimity. Sooner rather than later. Shifting from doing to being, being equanimity. Opening up in the different directions. Front, right, back, left, above, and below. Boundless equanimity. Mindful of it. Investigation, any favoring or opposing, desire or aversion, wanting or rejecting, oh no, equipoise meets equanimity. Energy. Tranquility. Subtle joy. Very subtle, still it is joy. In samadhi, composure, concentration. Boundless equanimity. And seven awakening factors. Mindfulness as the foundation. Always required. When mind gets a little bit sluggish, we energize it by giving more importance to investigation, energy, joy. When mind gets a little bit excited, agitated, we calm it by giving emphasis to tranquility, concentration, equanimity. repose. In this way, abiding in boundless equanimity for as long as it seems suitable. Time comes, we decide it is now time to move on from Brahmaviharas to the gradual entry into emptiness. And the first step in this gradual entry into emptiness, boundless space. Boundless space is just another dimension of that very dwelling in boundless equanimity. Nothing we have to do really about this. Simply a shift of perspective. Earlier, we were foregrounding equanimity, experienced as spacious, boundless. Now we foreground that very spaciousness, and equanimity recedes more into the background, so that we come to the experience of boundless space. In the understanding that space pervades everything, even material things are part of space. Therefore, in the front, boundless space, just space and space and space and space, no ending point. To the right, boundless space. Same to the back, left, above, and below. Space in all directions. Naturally unlimited. Nothing really we have to do, create, become active about. Simply a matter of paying attention. Attention to space. Naturally there. And attending inward, as it were, to the center of this experience. To experience body also as made up of space. There may be times where we feel we want to make this really clear. We might even do a form of body scan. Way of the head has space. The shoulders, space. Arms and hands, space. Torso, space. Hips, space. Legs and feet, space. Not something to be done every time, just at times to make sure we have really allowed the body to dissolve into space, to become one with space. So that space truly becomes boundless in all directions. within, without, everywhere, just space. Space which by its very nature is not established anywhere. Nakke nachi patikitam. With the understanding that this perception of boundless space has left behind all the weariness related to materiality, it is empty of all matter, all solidity, yet it is non-empty of that very perception of boundless space. In other words, just a step, just a perception, not making it into a something, not reifying it, just a different way of perceiving to help us step out of our obsession with material things, to create some inner distance towards our own projections on material things, to give us this palpable experience that all matter is ultimately empty. Boundless space. Mindful of it. Investigation. Let me see any trace of solidity anywhere. Oh no, not a trace of solidity anywhere, inside, outside, all directions, above, below. Just space. Oh, so equipoise. Just space. How could space become unbalanced? Impossible. So balanced. Energy. Energy for the sake of continuity. Tranquility, the tranquility of boundless space. And the subtle joy of having left behind the weariness of materiality. And mind becomes collected, composed, concentrated in the experience of boundless space. And we abide in this experience of boundless space with a mind that is enriched by the presence of the 7 awakening factors, keeping them balanced. Abiding in this experience for as long as it seems appropriate, suitable, to really savor it, to let its implications sink into our mind, transform our attitude. Until time has come to move on to the next step. The next step, which is boundless consciousness. And with the continuity of that spaciousness of the mind, of the awakening factors, again, boundless consciousness is not something that we have to create. fabricate, invent, construct. All we need to do is turning inwards towards that which knows. It is as if mind usually, on experiencing something through the senses, reaches out towards objects, and now it makes a U-turn towards inside, towards the mind, that which knows, consciousness. And just stays there, just staying with consciousness, not getting involved with mental activities, not getting involved with objects. And this consciousness, by dint of having taken boundless space as its object earlier, has also become boundless. Boundless consciousness. The direction in front, within our mind. To the right, however far we reach, go, move, inside the mind. And the same for the direction towards the back. The left. Above, below, it's all in the mind, boundless consciousness. However far we reach, it's just the mind. Even this body in the sitting posture is known in the mind, and that is what we are looking at now, at the knowing of the body, of the directions, of boundless space, that which knows, consciousness, boundless consciousness. The whole world is inside our mind, the whole universe. Mind only is left at this point. Mind only. We are stepping out of that basic subject-object duality that is characteristic of our normal experience, by dropping the object. No more object. Or if you like, subject taking itself as the object. Subject makes a U-turn and cognizes itself. Mind only. Putting into question that basic paradigm of our experience, where there's the subject here and objects out there, as if they could really be separated. No separation. All in the mind. This experience of boundless consciousness is not only empty of materiality, it is empty of any object. It is empty of that basic bifurcation of experience that we are so used to. all wariness related to objects left behind. No more concern with objects. Yet this non-emptiness left precisely that perception of boundless consciousness. Don't make this into something. Don't reify. Careful. This is just the perception. Consciousness is also empty. No need to latch onto it. Make it into something special. Just boundless consciousness. Just another step. Mindful of it. Investigation. Any objects here? Oh no, mind only. Equipoise. Energy. Tranquility. Subtle joy. The joy of dropping all concern with objects. And mind is so collected, composed. Samadhi. The samadhi of boundless consciousness. And we abide as long as it seems suitable. And when the time has come to move on, walking, having to do something, stay with the mind. Stay with that which knows. Training ourselves in making this U-turn. In staying with that which knows instead of that which is known. Finding that inner stillness amidst all activities. Being with consciousness rather than its objects or mental activities. Mind only. Walking, standing, it's all happening in the mind. Keep practicing like this.